kisila.
Oh no,
once any drink here and any diva.
Look what you're wasting, shawty zila. Amen, kuna juwe si.
Look what you're wasting,
shawty zila.
Introducing Juicy Super Chill flavored drink. Feel the chilling sensation.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. CSOs raises concern over controversial public gatherings bill. Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit expands 2026 vulnerability and needs assessment to 793 districts. Russia and Ukraine accuse each other of breaching Victory Day ceasefire.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Aseno Mwape. Civil society organizations have raised concern over provisions contained in the Public Gatherings Bill number 71 of 2026, currently before Parliament. In a statement, the organizations say that while the proposal law contains some progressive provisions aimed at reforming the Public Order Act, several clauses are fall short of the Constitution and deemed international human rights standards. The group notes that the bill introduces positive measures such as protection of freedoms of assembly and expression, recognition of media monitoring, and an appeals mechanism. However, they have expressed concern over provisions requiring police approval for public gathering, arguing that this contradicts constitutional freedoms and past court rulings. The organization have objected to restrictions on spontaneous gatherings, broad police powers to restrict assemblies, and limited judicial oversight in appeal processes. They also call on members of parliament to thoroughly scrutinize the bill and ensure it reflects Zambia's democratic aspirations and human rights obligations. The statement has been signed by Chapter One Foundation and civil society organizations. Government has urged the media to enhance reporting on policies and their impact on national development. Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwitwa says that the government is implementing a number of progressive policies that require effective communication to the public. Mr. Mwitwa says that the media plays a critical role in helping citizens understand government programs and how they affect their daily lives. He notes that accurate and balanced reporting will help shape a national narrative that supports development, informed public participation. Mr. Mwitwa's fellow described the media as a key pillar in promoting economic growth and national progress through dissemination of information.
He did make that call, but as things stand now, we are hosting a number of international conferences as a country, but then our hospitality infrastructure is not sufficient to host some of the international functions that we are hosting. So it is a call to both that each must do their part for us as government to free some space for the private sector also to grow in terms of hosting those functions.
The Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, says that it has extended the 2026 in-depth vulnerability and needs assessment survey to 93 districts, up from 71 districts covered last year. And speaking during a press briefing this afternoon, DMMU National Coordinator Norman Chipakupaku says that the 2026 assessment exercise will run from 11 May to June 2026, and government will spend about 9.3 million kwacha on the exercise. Mr. Chipakupaku says that the assessment will be conducted by approximately 230 trained enumerators who will be deployed across the country. He explained that the survey will cover sectors including agriculture, health, infrastructure, and household livelihoods as well. Mr. Chipakupaku has since urged communities and stakeholders to support the exercise to ensure the collection of accurate and reliable data. He has a further warned against politicizing the exercise, stating that the survey is purely technical and humanitarian in nature.
Which is a broad-based consortium comprising the government institutions, the United Nations system in Zambia, our faith-based organizations, non-governmental organizations, the civil society organizations, cooperating partners and other humanitarian stakeholders in Zambia. The assessment, colleagues, will be undertaken by approximately 200 best trained human rights who will be deployed across the country to collect critical data on the vulnerability, status and needs of communities, of our communities that may be affected by climatic and socioeconomic shocks throughout the country. Ladies and gentlemen, the in-depth vulnerability and needs assessment study is a very important evidence-based exercise.
Government says that ongoing economic reforms have continued to strengthen fiscal stability and improve investor confidence in the country. Presenting the 2026 first quarter National Development Coordinating Committee report, the Minister of Finance and National Planning says inflation has continued to decline, falling to 6.8% in April 2026 from 11.2% recorded in December 2025. The ministry notes that the kwacha has also remained relatively stable, while interest rates have generally declined due to improved liquidity conditions in the financial market. Meanwhile, the Treasury recorded a total revenue and grants amounting to over 42.8 billion kwacha in the first quarter, which was below the projected target of 46.4 billion kwacha. Government expenditure during the same period stood at 60.7 billion kwacha, mainly driven by spending on the farmer input support program, debt servicing, infrastructure development, social cash transfers, and free education. The report further indicates that Zambia's economy grew by 3.8% in 2025, maintaining the same growth rate recorded in 2024. Government has, however, acknowledged challenges arising from the geopolitical tensions, including the conflict in the Middle East, which has affected fuel prices and increased fiscal pressure on the country. Despite the challenges, government says that it remains committed to sustaining macroeconomic stability, protecting critical social sector spending, and ensuring inclusive growth.
And now, business news.
Ecobank Zambia has invested over 1 million kwacha in health interventions in Solwezi through a partnership with Upright Africa and Solwezi General Hospital that sponsored more than 200 complex medical operations. Speaking during a media briefing, Ecobank Acting Managing Director Victor Shindono said that the initiative reflects that corporate social responsibility is embedded in the bank's operations as an African institution focused on sustainable growth and commonly community development. He explained that the surgeries, which would have otherwise required travel abroad, saved lives, time and resources, while also strengthening hospital capacity and supporting medical teams. Mr. Shindono described the project as both a social investment and part of Ecobank's strategy in Solwezi, noting that the bank's view that its growth must benefit the community it serves. He states that the partnership model showed institutions working together can deliver outcomes that transform lives by giving families access to life service saving procedures locally. Shindono added that the CSR, which is corporate social responsibility, will remain integrated into EcoBank's long-term market strategy, with plans to expand initiatives in health, education and community empowerment. He said each step of the bank's growth is intended to contribute lasting impact for future generations.
CSR is not a side